Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, July 23rd, 2003, James Brown announces that he is separating from his fourth wife by placing a notice in Variety magazine that showed a picture of himself, his wife, Tommy Rae, and their two-year-old son, James Brown II, posing with Goofy at Walt Disney World. On this day in 1994, the International Astronomical Union names an asteroid orbiting between Mars and Jupiter after Frank Zappa, who had died the previous December. On this day in 1989, Ringo Starr launches his first tour since the breakup of the Beatles with a show in Dallas. Starr begins the concert with his 1971 hit, It Don't Come Easy. His backup band includes guitarist Joe Walsh, organist Billy Preston, and Bruce Springsteen's sax man Clarence Clemons. On this day in 1983, Synchronicity, the fifth and final studio album by The Police, is number one on the Billboard album chart for the first of 17 weeks. The LP contains the hit single, Every Breath You Take, which would win Song of the Year honors at the next year's Grammy Awards. On this day in 1977, Looks Like We Made It becomes Barry Manilow's third number one single. The song had been written by Richard Kerr, the same man who wrote the music for Manilow's first number one, Mandy. On this day in 1969, James Brown walks out of L.A. Mayor Sam Yorty's office when the mayor fails to show up at 10 a.m. as promised. Yorty was going to present Brown with a proclamation declaring James Brown Day. On this day in 1966, country star Roger Miller reaches Billboard's Hot 100 with a novelty tune called You Can't Roll Skate in a Buffalo Herd. And on this day, July 23rd, 1955, Slim Whitman's Rose Marie climbs to the top of the British singles chart, where it would stay for 11 weeks. The accomplishment set a record that would last 36 years. Until what recording artist breaks it with a hit that spends 16 weeks at the top? And what's the song that still holds the record? The answer, right after this.
When it's time to buy appliances, wouldn't you rather deal with experienced local people you can trust? The folks at Dunnett Appliance and Mattress have been in business serving the Bangor area for years with great prices, friendly faces, and expert service. They know their products inside and out, so their service doesn't end with your purchase. Shop where you can see the finest selection of the best appliances available to match your budget, needs, and style, and get exceptional service for the life of your product. Dunnett Appliance and Mattress, 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, July 23rd, 1955, Slim Whitman's Rose Marie climbs to the top of the British singles chart, where it would stay for 11 weeks. That set a record that would last for 36 years, until Bryan Adams spent 16 weeks at the top with Everything I Do for You.